USDA and Washington made a surprise move this week and dropped the national posted price $94 a ton. This is the largest drop this year. The past 3 weeks have been a $10 per ton drop each week. Officials said today that the loan replacement rates during the period covered by this announcement of 1 week would be a temporary adjustment to encourage redemption of large outstanding loan balances due. They said it was due in part to the yields of 2012 and 2013 and recently lag in redemption rates. Peanuts have failed to move out of the loan at any type of a speed, so they are making the price lower to encourage those to be purchased. The drop in the national posted price means that a $355 loan can be redeemed for $330, and that is a $25 marketing loan gain. The sheller and the farmer can repay that loan for $330. Looking at the totals of peanuts that have been redeemed this year, only 97,000 tons of the 1,450,000 tons have been redeemed from the loan this year. Last year on this date, the buyers had already bought out 754,000 tons. So it's an indication that the market is not allowing the peanuts to move out of the loan, and the government does not want any peanuts forfeited at the end of the year, and this should encourage peanuts to move out of the loan into the trade. The shell market price stayed the same, about 48 cents a pound, but very few peanuts are moving at this time. Peanut contract to the farmer, if you have to have one, we understand you can get one for $400 per ton on runner-type peanuts. They were at $425, but most are waiting right now on the estimated peanuts to be planted this year. That is a marketing factor everyone would like to know. And on March the 30th, it will be announced by USDA. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.